This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Performing Arts Community Trust, PACT, has organised a concert called Earth and Air and Rain. It's a kind of a mini tour covering Te Ao Mutu tonight, Cambridge tomorrow, Morrinsville Saturday, and Hamilton on Sunday. Tickets are available through Humanitix and they are just $25. To catch Jonathan Ayers, who is a baritone, and Liam Wooding, who is a pianist, they are working together for the first time with this particular concert, but they have both attended Waikato University. In fact, Jonathan grew up in the Waikato. They both are in the studio with me now. Morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is really exciting to have you both in here at once, because when I was asked if I was interested in doing an interview on the subject of the concert, I thought, yeah, one of these guys would be great, but getting you both in here is excellent. Am I right? You've never worked together before, but you both attended the same university at Waikato.
Yeah, so yeah. We were doing different courses at the uni, but we crossed paths for a few years, and we think we maybe did a concert together, but this is our first time doing
a long, long time ago.
Yeah. But then there'd have been one piece together, but doing a whole program, this is our first time.
Well, since you've spoken up first, Jonathan, so tell me, when did you graduate? How far ago?
Oh, gosh. I finished at the uni in 2016. So I was there for my undergrad 2013 to 2016, and then moved over to Europe and have been there ever since.
And you're working as a professional singer?
Yeah. Managing to make it work.
What were the odds of that?
I know.
So what sort of stuff are you involved in? Are you doing opera?
Yeah, so most of my work at the moment is in opera, but I also do quite a lot of art song stuff as well, and oratorio, things like that.
And are you just a performer, or do you compose as well?
No, gosh. Well, I mean, when I was at high school, I had dreams of being a film composer. But that is, performing is definitely my forte rather than composition. So yeah, I'm fortunate that I'm working full time as a performer.
Well, you're a great example of a success story coming out of the Waikato. Where did you grow up?
I grew up on a dairy farm in Orini, and was there until I was 13, and then we moved into Hamilton. So I started off at a country school there, or in a combined school. Mm-hmm. Then when I was 9, came to Southall, which is where I met Francis Cowan, who was the director of music at the time.
Right.
And it was there that I started singing, really, because I was in the choir and the musicals and doing quite well, and Francis was really encouraging and giving me roles and things like that. And then I went to St. Paul's, was there for 5 years and kept doing singing, and then got to the end of that and thought, well, I guess this is what I want to do, so I'm going to try and do it.
So what attracted you to the more classical style of singing than, say, something like musical theatre, which is a lot more dynamic?
Yeah, I had always been interested in classical music. I started playing piano when I was 5, which was kind of more in the classical area. But my parents were dairy farmers, so there wasn't really a history of classical music in our family or anything like that. But there was a CD that Mum and Dad had called Simply the Best Classical Anthems, which was kind of full of classical bangers. And I just used to love it. I don't know why. It just really kind of spoke to me, and I thought it was really enjoyable and fun. And so that was always an area of music that I was interested in. And then when it came to going to university, through high school I had done musicals, and I love musical theatre, but the course that kind of spoke to me was the one at Waikato, and at the time that it was classical voice, and so I thought, yeah, okay, I'll just do this.
Yeah. See where it goes.
Stayed with that, yeah.
10 years later, exactly, there you are, making a living out of it. I want to get to the subject of how you guys got together and what you're doing with this concert shortly, but Liam, your turn. Tell me about your background and your pathway through, especially through university, becoming a pianist of some renown, and where you're based at the moment.
Okay. Well, yeah, I also went to Waikato, but that was further along in my journey. I started out at Auckland University. I moved up there from Whanganui, where I'm from, to see what it was like.
As you do.
So I completed my first degree there, tried for a second. I needed more time. I I stopped that and I thought maybe I'll become a high school teacher. So I waited for a bit longer, but after I tried my hand at secondary teaching, I decided I really wanted to play. And so I went back, but instead I went back to Waikato, where I met an amazing teacher, Catherine Austin. And I was at Waikato for a year and a half, nearly 2 years, before I was accepted into a place for further study in Australia. And that really set me on the path where I am now as a pianist who plays a mixture of things. Like, I play solo concerts, but then also concerts like this with Jono. And and I work a lot with playing in the orchestras in Australia as well, playing the orchestral parts.
And that's a path, there is a professional pathway with that for you?
Well, it's all kind of a part of a portfolio activity that many pianists, I guess, do now, out of necessity, really.
Yeah.
But they all have individual skills. So, yeah, and I always enjoyed doing a range of different things. It's just my tool and my instrument was the piano. So,
where in Australia, how it was applied. Where in Australia are you based at the moment?
Now I'm based in Perth.
Wow.
Yep, I keep moving further and further
away. It's a long way from New Zealand.
Yeah, but I've remained a close connection to New Zealand. I'm here every year playing, and I've worked with Pact and the composer of one of the pieces on our program, Janet Jennings, for many years. So, and because of my connection to here in Hamilton, I it was really nice to be asked back to come and do this.
All right, so that brings us full circle then. With the establishment of this particular concert, how did you both get invited to be part of that? Was it just a communication thing? You'd never worked together before, so who pulled it together?
Well, it wasn't through us. It was through our producer, Jenny, from Pact.
Right.
And I'm in touch with Jenny often about different things, or we've done an album together or something else that we're doing later in the year. And then she mentioned to me, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing earlier in the year? Jono's going to be here and we want him to do this concert. Would you play with him? I said, absolutely, of course. But ask him, because he also has a stake in this decision.
Okay, so you're both
so that's my side of the story.
But officially, you're both here having a break back in New Zealand.
Well, I got married here a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
So I'd been in touch with Janet, because I've known Janet for a while, because we sang in the cathedral together, and she was also one of my lecturers at the uni. We sang one of her operas when we were at the university. And a few years ago, I was doing a concert at Wigmore Hall in London, and I wanted to try and incorporate a New Zealand song, and so I was kind of put a call out to for any recommendations, and she sent me actually this song cycle that we're doing on the tour, and it didn't actually work to fit it in with the rest of the songs that everyone else was doing. But I think from there we both were like, oh, we're quite keen to do this. And so then she got in touch with me last year asking if I had any plans to come to New Zealand to try and do a tour of this work. And I said, oh, well, actually, I'm coming in February, March to get married. She said, great, let's lock in some dates. it's really cool. And I'm really happy to be back in the Waikato doing a tour, because it's, a huge part of my life is here and a huge part of my musical development is here. And it's really cool to come back kind of 10 years later to hopefully just show a bit of what I do now, and like how much I've learned from being here and what I've learned since being here, and kind of showing that development through. And I always like going to being in an area that has an amazing musical history, but maybe doesn't have as many performances, especially going out to smaller places like Moranesville, Taumu to Cambridge. It's great to spread the music out as far as we can, I think, which is the great thing about this tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so tell me about Earth and Wind and what was the other one?
Rain.
Earth and Wind and Rain. Liam, the makeup of that of the concert itself. Can you run through musically what's going to be happening?
Musically, what's going to be happening is a program sung by Jono, played by me on the piano, that centres around Janet Jennings' song cycle called Taking Off. The poetry is by Kiwi poet Brian Turner, which kind of describes Kiwi experience, I guess, in probably mid-20th century. So all sorts of themes of relationships. the poet is reflecting on his relationship with his wife, his relationship to New Zealand as a Kiwi bloke. There's one song in there called Semi-Kiwi, so he's thinking about, is he Kiwi enough, really? and also just being here in New Zealand and in central South Island of, you know, the rugged landscape, really, of those times. So yeah, that's archetypical. What that's about.
Yeah.
And then around that, we've programmed works by English composers, Raphael Williams, Gerald Finzi, and Benjamin Britten. And by serendipity, they somehow...
Or design.
But that design is not what I was thinking. They all do kind of work together in this kind of... showing a kind of naturalist worldview, I guess, through the songs and, man's relationship with
the world.
With the world, yeah. With nature.
It sounds really accessible.
Great. Well, yeah, it's been fascinating to work on these past few days with Jono. It's all... at the end of the day, for me, I am touched and kind of emotionally taken by it. At the end of the day, there's just beyond the words, beyond the whatever the rational shtick of it is. Yeah. It does connect at an emotional. Intuitive level, and it really does. So that's what I like about this.
Do you get the same vibe, Jono, from that?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I love about this medium, art song, is that it's such an intimate kind of performing space where it's just the two of us straight to the audience. And I've had many experiences where... there's one recently that comes to mind where I was singing a song by an American composer and... looking into the audience and kind of staring into the eyes of one particular audience member. And over the course of the song, you realise this person has unrequited love, that the other person doesn't love them back. And you could just see this woman's face fall when she realised what was happening, because she was so invested, because I think there's such an immediate connection between us as performing and the audience in this art song in particular. Because it was all about the poetry and telling these stories that I, you know, either the Brian Turner poems or the Thomas Hardy poems, which can be a bit denser, but I think there is a way that we can kind of connect and live a shared experience without sounding too like arty-farty. But like, yeah. there is something, and this music that we've programmed all is linked in this kind of this way of, you know, helping us reflect on our relationships and where we fit in the world.
Yeah.
Which, and also the music's really beautiful. So I think that helps as well.
Excellent. Tell me about the venues. Te Awa Mutu tonight, where are you playing?
Te Awa Mutu today at 2 p.m. is at St. John's.
Oh, I thought it was an evening gig.
Yeah, 2 p.m. So they're all matinees, really.
Okay.
Which is quite nice.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow is in
Cambridge Town Hall, 3 p.m.
And then Saturday, Morrinsville Art Gallery, 4 p.m. Sunday, comes after Saturday, is at St. Paul's Collegiate, which is my old school, in the chapel at 3 p.m. So we were there rehearsing yesterday. 2 p.m., sorry. 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay. May this lead to something else, do you think, between you?
Oh, I hope so.
I think so. Well, you know, after our first day of rehearsal, we're already thinking, okay, what's our first album?
Mm. Yeah.
So I think it's going well.
And despite the fact that you're working half a world apart,
that's
you
fine.
Know, the Kiwi connection is strong, and it means there's something tying you together anyway.
Yeah. Today. It's also just nice to work with great people, you know. Yeah. And so you immediately get a vibe that it's not just, you know, you work together musically and you have the same ideas about things and are receptive and open to trying new things together. That's really important in this kind of relationship when it's just the two of you. And I definitely get that. So I would be very happy for this to be the start of our working relationship.
Excellent. Well, lovely to meet you both, and wish you,
thank you
both have, you know, break a leg for the coming four performances.
Thank
and
you.
Hope to see more of you working together in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Been speaking to Liam Wooding and Jono Ayers about the concert Earth and the Air and Rain, organised by Performing Arts Community Trust. Tickets are $25 and available from Humanitix if you want to chase it up and get tickets. And just before I play another track off the feature album to take us up to 9:30, I need to tell you that if you want to go and see Earth and Air and Rain, the concerts we've been talking about for the last 10, 15 minutes, and if you're a student of any sort, whether it's school, university or whatever, your tickets are free. So a great opportunity to see these two guys in performance locally for the first time together, and hopefully for the future as well.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.